Joining us, you, your calls on 1300 222 774 and talking about Israel Folau. Maria's in Keilor. Go for it, Maria.
Hi. Look, I agree with Lyle. Our freedoms are at stake on an individual basis and group basis. I am
what,
just...
What are you not free to say, Maria?
Well, no one who has a job is free to say anything that doesn't, toe the line with the view of their employer or a sponsor of their employer
or anyone who
influences the
employer. Is there an example of things we're not allowed to say, Maria?
Sorry?
Is there an example of things we're not allowed to say?
Well, Israel Folau. He's not allowed to say things which are basically not offensive, but
how do you think a gay kid in his congregation would feel?
They might find a bunch of religions offensive and the beliefs of a bunch of religions offensive, but Israel Folau wasn't satirising the gay community in the vein that, for example, the Charlie Hebdo newspaper was satirising the Islamic faith, in cartoons.
Sorry, just explain that link, Maria.
Okay, so... the freedom of speech,
yes.
Israel Folau should be entitled to, is under threat. He was expressing the view of his faith. He wasn't.
Yes. How's that the same as a cartoonist getting shot and killed by an Islamist terrorist?
So are we now going to burn Bibles because elements of the community find it offensive? Yeah. Burn the Quran, burn the Torah.
Wow, how
are we
get
into
there?
Book burning now?
So how do
ridiculous.
We get to book burning?
Well, these books are offensive because the
no one's talking about
of
book burning.
Books,
who's talking about book burning?
Well, they're offensive to elements of the community. Whether you're a fornicator or adulterer or whoever you are.
Yes, if I wear a coat with two different types of cloth in it, I get the same punishment.
Yeah, I'm not a theologian, but
I don't know where the book burning comes from.
A number of religious
Maria.
Teachings are out there.
Yeah.
That take aim at certain behaviours.
Okay, Maria, I don't think you've made a coherent argument, but it's always good to have an opinion. Difference between an opinion and an argument. Everyone's got a thought. If you want to express the thought. And then you're then challenged on it. I'm interested in how you connect one thing to the other. I have no idea where book burning comes from. But that's okay. It's interesting. James, what did you want to say?
I just wanted to address some of the comments made by two of your earlier callers that Israel Folau wasn't being allowed his, constitutional, right to free speech. And I think there's a bit of a misunderstanding there. Israel Folau was allowed to say whatever he liked to millions and millions of people through his social media. And I think sometimes this idea of freedom of speech gets sort of conflated with the idea that people can say what they want without any consequences. I think freedom of speech was granted to him there, and all that's happened is he's faced the consequences for what he said.
Do you think it's the same with Yasmin Abdel-Majid? She put out a tweet on Anzac Day and got run out of the country. So does the same argument apply to her? She just sort of had to face the consequences of saying something people didn't like about Anzac Day?
I think there is a bit of a difference there in that one person being run out of the country is a little bit different to someone losing their job. I'm not sure where exactly that line falls, but I think a private employer does have the right to terminate a contract based on their employee's actions.
Yeah, look, it's freedom of speech, but there isn't freedom from consequence. I think that sums up a lot of it. Marie's in Malvern. What do you want to say, Marie?
Oh, good morning, Raph. Long-time listener to the Fane and occasional contributor.
Doubly welcome. That's what he says, yes.
Now, what I think we can all take from this is perhaps we should look at some of the merits of old-school wisdom about good manners. When we find things that we disagree with, that we're angry about, upset by, etc., etc., I was always taught to take a very deep breath, count to 10, and then to choose my words carefully. And particularly what was rammed down my throat was, it's not always what you say, but how you say it that makes a big difference whether you're going to, with what you say, might educate somebody, or they might take notice of it, or make them very angry. And I think we can get back, perhaps think about these things and think about implementing them then. However, at the same time, I feel that with the internet and the way that people have been expressing themselves on these Twitter feeds, I mean, yes, just have a look at the President of the United States. And have a look.
Hold on, it got him elected.
But this is what I'm trying to say, that, you see, I think people have forgotten it's become so much the norm to be rude and to say what you like, that now it doesn't look very good when you actually say it on the air, when you're saying it in a visual way.
I understand, Maria. I'm going to take a deep breath before I respond next time. And it's good advice. Ivan's calling from Cronulla. Ivan, is that Cronulla, New South Wales?
Yep, sure.
Welcome.
Thanks.
What did you want to say?
I just want to say I'm an Israel Folau supporter, and I'm just amused at the response that Raylene Castle got when she poked the bear.
That's the head of Rugby Australia. Why are you saying you're amused?
She obviously hasn't taken the advice of the lawyers that may have been looking after the case, or if she has, they've given her the wrong advice.
Why do you think she's got the wrong advice?
Folau has to win the contract case. The way that runs, he's the ARU are in serious trouble, and they haven't tried to mitigate at any stage. There's been no mediation. That independent commission.
And are you ropeable with them for the way they've handled it, or are you upset about him being told what he can and can't say?
Well, I'm upset. The principle of it upsets me. I think he's entitled to say what he likes, and if it's libelous or actionable, when let the person who's offended by it take the action themselves.
Could he say that everyone with the name Ivan's sort of money-hungry and stupid? Would that be okay?
Yeah, well, I don't mind.
What if you said all Jews were money-hungry? Would that be okay? I'm just asking you where you draw the line.
It's not a... He could say that. I don't like that, but...
Should Rugby Australia keep him if he says that? genuine question, Ivan. You're supporting his right to say that gay people are intrinsically evil, so would you support him if he said that Jewish people are intrinsically evil?
I couldn't support...
Sounds like you haven't thought through the issue, Ivan.
Well, I have thought through the issue.
Well, no, you haven't. Hold on. If Israel Folau says, unfortunately, he's not white for this. But what's the difference?
A huge difference.
What's the difference?
He hasn't said anything of the sort.
What's the difference, Ivan, between saying Jewish people are intrinsically money hungry and evil, and gay people are intrinsically flawed? What's the difference?
Well, he hasn't said...
That's exactly what he said, Ivan.
There's a huge difference between money-hungry and evil and intrinsically flawed. One's a philosophical issue.
Ivan, that's called splitting hairs, my friend. It's a fundamental statement about the nature of someone, their very nature, the thing they cannot change, is fundamentally flawed. So it's for you, it's okay to say that about gay people, but not okay to say that about Jews. Why? You know what you need to do, Ivan?
Yes.
You've got to stop listening to Alan Jones and stop reading the Australian newspaper and start thinking a little bit beyond the arguments they might present to you. Then you might be able to have a conversation, an argument, and you might be able to put forward an argument, not just an opinion. But I'm really glad you're calling. Hey, Ivan, what's the weather like in Cronulla?
No, it's not too bad.
Temperature?
Sorry?
What's the temp?
About 14 degrees at the moment.
Oh, that all.